Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest.
Get some people in here. Let's have some fun tonight.
We've had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Oh, yeah. What's going on, everybody? Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. I hope everyone had an absolutely fantastic weekend. I was pretty busy. Went hung out with Vulture over the weekend. Went and visited him. I went to a retro style arcade with him. Also tried boba tea for the first time. Not the biggest fan. Maybe it wasn't the right boba tea for me. But I'm going to get into all that, but coming right out of the box. As always, I love talking to you guys. Yeah, Mick Kelly, I'm going to get into that. Yeah, I messed up my finger bad. And I would have posted the pictures, but I can't. Not on, like, Twitch and YouTube and stuff. I'm afraid that I might get, like, banned or something because it was bad. So bad. But I would like to talk to you guys, and there's a couple ways you can do that. You can always email me, tuttle@gmail.com. That's Tuttle with two Ds, T-U-D-D-L-E @gmail.com. I'm going to have to give myself a little bit of a Charlie Lima or Lima Charlie. Just see if I'm sounding good. I don't want to take it for granted that my audio is just sounding good. Let me see how it sounds here. @gmail.com. Oh, yeah, sounding good. So you can give me a call, 407-270-3044. Once again, that is 407-270-3044. You can also, when I'm not doing the show, if you want to leave a voicemail about anything you hear, you can do it there, or you can also text. So, Mick Kelly asked me how I ended up busting my finger out. Ian, you know what? Dippin' Dots must be so jealous of boba balls. I'm a big texture eater. DR, or Doctor, coming in with $5 super sticker on YouTube. Thank you, DR, or Doctor. Yeah, the boba tea, I don't know if, like, we went to just a hackish boba tea place. It seemed like a chain and stuff, but I think I'm going to go and have boba tea with Lauren on Wednesday. Not going to do a show Wednesday because I'm going to go out and get some great content for the Tuttle Daily Podcast and the YouTube channel. I'm going out to learn how to fence. And you know, like, I'm going to do some entertaining stuff. I can almost guarantee you I'm going to get whipped on the back or the chest by a fencing foil. And I don't think that would feel very, very good at all. So I'm going to go out and get some great content with Lauren, who was on the show Friday. Lauren Petrullo from Mongoose Media. I thought she did an amazing job on Friday. So I'm going to go out and do that. So this past weekend on Sunday, yesterday, my mom, she has her medical marijuana card. And, oh, Fish on J. Damn, Fish. Thank you, Fish on J. $10 coming in, my good friend. That money, you know that money's going to go to bait next time we go out and fish. You know that, right? Fish on Jay. But, so my mom's on medical marijuana, and I was opening up one of her cartridges for her vape pen that she smokes, because she has her medical marijuana card. And they make them so difficult sometimes. I pulled out my dad's knife. I don't even know. Can I? Well, I, you know what? I'm going to do it anyways. If I get in trouble for showing a knife on YouTube or Twitch, my dad's knife, because I always carried a pocket knife, but not as religiously as I am now. So after my dad passed away, he had this pocket knife right here. My dad had that pocket knife. And then once he passed away, I started carrying it, just like I'm driving his truck in honor of him. But this is what took off basically the tip of my finger. And a lot of people are going to look at the picture and they're going to be like, oh, Tuttle, don't be a pussy. Literally, I took off a chunk. And I can't post it. So if you want to see the picture of my finger, I only posted one of them. I got some other more graphic pictures. Go to my Twitter account. Because I didn't even want to post it on Facebook or Instagram. I mean, they're both the same thing. But I posted it on Twitter. Twitter is still the wild, wild west. Oh, I will. Fish on Jay says, please tell Meemaw I said hi. You know that she actually likes it, that you call her Meemaw. She does. She gets a kick out of that. But go to my Twitter account, twitter.com/Tuttle. And if you're in the chat room right now, I would like to hear from you. Just comment on the picture, twitter.com/Tuttle. Ian Hanna, I thought the same thing. Your dad would be so proud you cut your hand off with a knife opening a vape cart. Hey, let's not act like my dad would get, but my dad could not smoke marijuana too much because he also was he's a diabetic when he was alive. And his blood sugar would be through the roof the next day if he smoked some weed the night before because, man, oh, man, he would wear the hinges off of the refrigerator door. What up, Iggy T? Iggy T, if you're just joining me, I posted a picture of, you know, my finger because I almost cut it off opening up a marijuana vape pen cartridge for my mom. Ian, he would have opened it up with a welding torch. Yeah. But you know what, though? It hurt. But for some reason, I just have this thing about I can ignore pain. I try to avoid it as much as I can. Because I get anxiety thinking about, oh, I'm about to do the stunts. They always give me anxiety because I was thinking about it. But when something like that happened, it wasn't that bad. But I did take a big hunk out of it. I could not get it to stop bleeding. And I didn't have any Band-Aids. And in true redneck fashion, because a lot of people just look at me, oh, that's Tuttle the nerd. He's not manly. He's not an alpha male. He can't do this. He can't do that. You know what I did? I went and I got some paper towels, wrapped it around my pinky finger or my pointer finger. And I wrapped that bitch up with duct tape until I could get up to CVS and get some real bandages and stuff, get it cleaned out. So I did that. I got it all cleaned out. Still could not get it to stop bleeding. I dried it. And I got a lot of my friends that, you know, don't live in the South. They live all over the world, up north. I had so many people get so mad at me that I sealed. Oh, yeah, we used to vape. Oh, for sure. But a lot of people got mad at me. Oh, it's bad for... I'm sure it's not great for you, but I sealed that wound. If you go to my Twitter account, twitter.com/Tuttle, you can look at the pic. I can't post it here. I sealed it with super glue. I know that it can't be good for you. I'm sure Everything that's in super glue is toxic as hell. I got it as dry as I could, and I sealed it up with super glue. And if you're a real man or whatever it may be, you're a goddamn liar if you say that you've never used super glue to either put a tooth in that fell out or you didn't try to seal up a cut with super glue, because that's what I did and it burned. And do you realize some people were trying to tell me, oh, it's going to get infected from the super glue? And I'm like, no, that's the furthest thing from the truth. If anything, the super glue is going to kill any bacteria. And I don't want you guys to think that I was like using some pussy ass super glue. No, I was using the type of super glue that when meth heads run out of meth, they start sniffing modeling glue, super glue. That's what I was using. Iggy T. See, I'm fascinated with Iggy T, and I cannot peel that onion back on Iggy T. I can't do it. Because, you know, a lot of people think that backwoods type people don't live in Canada, but they do. They do. They most certainly do. But Iggy T, you're telling me, like, if you had a really, like, deep cut, it was on a weekend, you didn't want to go to the hospital or whatever. Do you think it's beneath you to seal up a cut or a gash where you cut up? Literally, I almost did. You can't tell from that picture that I posted on Twitter, but I did cut off a good chunk. And everybody was like, oh, why didn't you go to the hospital to get stitches? Here, I'll tell you why I didn't go to the hospital to get stitches. You got to have something to be able to stitch up. If it's a big chunk out of it and there's nothing, absolutely nothing for you to fold over and stitch. There was nothing to stitch. And I will tell you this, I have not sharpened my dad's knife since I inherited it. And my dad always used to say, and it is true, I would rather get cut by a razor sharp knife than a dull knife. Because a razor sharp, it's clean cut. Dull? Oh, it hurts worse. So at least I know that this little, I can't call this knife what I want to call it, but I'll leave it at that. But I know that it at least works. Fish on Jay said, the first time I sniffed glue with someone, he was from Canada. And you know what? I would not doubt it. You know, the Canadians, they are in mourning. Iggy, can I ask you a question? Did you guys get a bank holiday in Canada because of Queen Elizabeth? I'm just saying, I'm not calling you out for it. I wish that the United States got a bank holiday that we could just take a day off to watch the Queen get carried through all the streets of London, all the way up to Windsor Palace and stuff. Would love to know I don't know. Like, England doesn't really have anything to say. Man, what up, David Rivera? Marine Corps checking in. Give me $20. David Rivera, man. Hey, David, can you email me sometime? If you're in the area or in Florida or whatever, I'd like to take you out to lunch, buddy. I like to meet you and stuff. Because I got to tell you, if you're ever going to start a podcast or a radio show or anything like that, and you're trying to find somebody to help you get a Marine, man, Vulture has become the best thing that has ever happened to me in my life. He's motivated me. He has supported me. He has done everything. And a lot of people think the Marines are all, Johnny trying to shoot things up and blow. No, they are some of the most loyal, most compassionate people that I've ever met in my life. So I really appreciate that, David. Iggy, no, we don't. Some provinces do, but we had to work today. Hey, Iggy, do you guys still have the queen on your money? Because that's the other thing that I read, is that they're still going to accept money with the queen's face on it, but they're going to try to phase those out. They're pitting the king's face. They're already starting to print it. They're trying to circulate it. Do you guys, I think you guys still have the queen on your money, right, Iggy? DR is absolutely right. Hospital equals money. Yes, I do have insurance, but I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait in a hospital line, and I'm just not going to do it. Bubba lost everything, checking in. Hi, Tuttle. What up, man? Hopefully you had a great weekend. Mr. Pickles checking in, says howdy. Why everybody is a big Iggy Mark? Have you guys noticed that? I think that's like the fifth or sixth dude. And I'm not calling you out because I get it that all the guys, Iggy is what brings all the boys to the yard of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. And I'm just like, oh, I didn't get a chance to say hello to Iggy. And I don't blame you guys. I'm not trying to call you out. Not calling you out at all. Iggy T, yeah, they will start to put the king on all the money. Hold on. Give me a second. Hey, Big Dick Rich. Hey, Rich, you there? Richie.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. I'm doing the show right now, but I mean, you can be on the show if you want to.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Bitch, don't play that game with me.
Call me after the show, Popo.
No, Big Dick Rich, you can hear me. You just don't want to be on my show.
No, it's not that I don't want to be on your show. It's just not, I feel like I'm interrupting. So
no, I want to. All right, bye. I'll call you. Bye. Oh, he won't even. Yeah. No, whatever. Iggy T. Oh, my God. Yeah, right. I'm just a regular listener. Iggy, can I ask you, seriously, Iggy, please do not get offended. And I'm just going to be up front. Iggy, let me ask this. Iggy, can I speak freely? And I'm going to be respectful, but I just want to be up front. And I'm not going to go into what I want to say until you say that it's all right for me to do that. But you said, oh, my God, yeah, right. I'm just a regular listener. And I got something to add to that, and it's respectful. It is respectful, I promise you. But I just want to ask Iggy, is it okay? You know me well enough, Iggy. You know me well enough that I'm not going to do anything that's going to be offensive or piss you off. But I do want to make a comment about something. Because you're being all like, oh my God, yeah. Okay, I'll say this right now. Iggy is happily married. I would never be that guy or whatever. Me and Iggy, we talk. It's completely platonic. But I'll admit, I have creeped her Instagram. I have. You have been on some vacations. I've seen your wedding pics, all that stuff. Literally, Iggy, why are you not posting more pictures of yourself? And I know that's why all the guys love Iggy T. And it's not because, oh, just because you're hot or whatever. But I will say this, Iggy, you got a great personality and stuff, but let's be real here. Let's be real here. No, it's not kind of creepy, Mr. Pickles. I can be honest. So what? I'm being offensive that I'm saying Iggy is a very and extremely attractive. This is a completely platonic thing. So one of Iggy's friends could not tell her that, oh, she's beautiful, she's gorgeous, and all that stuff? Yes. All right, hopefully I did not piss you off with that, Iggy. I'm just saying, yeah, these guys, you're not just an ordinary listener. You are an OG. You are a great supporter of the show. You're a lady from Canada. Got a great personality. Make great jokes. You got great taste and content and everything. But you're hot. You are. I think you know that. I think a lot of the people know that. Check you out, that are friends with you and stuff would say the same thing. I'm just saying, you're not just a regular listener, Iggy. You're not. Hopefully I did not lose her as a supporter of the show now for saying what I was saying. No, and Iggy, I get it. I get it. Iggy says, thank you. I don't post a lot because I'm a very private person. I don't know. I think people who constantly post pics of themselves are annoying. So I agree. There's nothing wrong with that, Iggy. I get it. You do got a lot of hot friends, though, Iggy. I'm just saying. A lot of hot friends. Twisted Movie says the same thing. Iggy is awesome. She is. I'm not going to, kill you with all the Queen's funeral stuff. I did want to touch on this. The one thing that I have been turned off the most about this whole thing, and I know that it's their rule in Great Britain, but if you're out of the military, you can't wear a uniform if you're not a part of the royal family. And I have a problem with that. I do. Now, am I saying that Prince Harry has handled this whole, split from the royal family and stuff incorrectly? Yeah, he's made mistakes and stuff. He has. But when you're the husband of, and you have a wife, you gotta have your wife's back. You do. I mean, family is important and stuff, and I know a lot of people hate Meghan, and it's been a big rift and everything. But the one problem I've had about this whole situation is Harry, Prince Harry, is not allowed, he's not been allowed to wear his uniform but once, and that's when he stood guard in front of his grandma's casket and stuff. And I now know why they did not want Prince Harry to be wearing his uniform, because I got to tell you, I saw it on Twitter. Harry became an instant thirst trap. The way he was just like wearing his military outfit. The guy, he, in my opinion, is more kingly, more royal, more powerful, more strong than Prince William, Charles. I know a lot of you guys don't care, but I got a problem when somebody that actually served in combat during a war, which Prince Harry did, is not allowed to wear his uniform whenever he wants to. I know that's a rule when it comes to in the United Kingdom and stuff, but if you're going to let William, you're going to let Charles, you're going to let Princess Anne, a chick, wear military uniform and stuff, it just doesn't seem right when the one guy that actually fought was a helicopter pilot. And I don't want anybody to think that I actually believe that he was ever in any danger. No. But he was in Afghanistan. It's more than any of the other rich elite people that are part of the royal family when they were marching and stuff behind the Queen's casket and stuff. they didn't do anything to be able to earn, to be able to wear that military uniform. And you're going to tell Prince Harry that he can't? He did get to wear his medals and stuff. That just kind of rubbed me the wrong way. But I guess that's their tradition and stuff. And I know, I don't know. I know that, hold on, give me a second. David Rivera. David Rivera was in the Marines. Are there any rules when it comes to wearing a military uniform and stuff? You know, you get a lot of stolen valor and stuff sometimes here in the United States, but I don't know. I like to hear from you guys. I know it's the monarchy, it's in the United Kingdom, but I don't know. It might just be insensitive or just trying to find something to bitch about. Because I kind of did have a problem with that. And I'm not going to be marking out to the royal family and stuff. I watched it. I'll admit, I watched it. I watched a lot of it. But I also like history. This is not... A lot of people, this is the first time that they've ever seen anything like this. And I just like all the pomp and circumstance, all the tradition and why things are being done. I watch it more for that. Americans will stop worrying about the royal family in just a couple of weeks. They will. And they'll wait till the coronation and the next time some rich asshole gets married. We'll all do it.
Back to that deadly double shooting.
This is a crazy story. This is in DeLand, Volusia County. And there are some families that if you're not the father of the household, you don't touch the air conditioner or the heating. That's going to be one of the worst ass beatings you've ever had. Because during the summer, the air runs all the time. Kids want it always a little bit colder and stuff. But if you touch the thermostat and it's not the dad, oh yeah, you're getting a beating. Definitely getting, oh, got a call coming in. What's going on? Hello? Oh, crap. They hung up. Give me a call back, please. I think it was a 904 number. I'm just giving out the area code. I'm not trying to dox you.
Back to that deadly double shooting in Volusia County. Two people found dead.
Double murder over an argument over electricity. Yep. Yeah. This is one of those stories. You're like, yep, Florida.
Inside a home after deputies say the shooter called 911 and confessed.
They say a mother and her adult son were killed while two young children were inside.
See, thank God that the children didn't get killed. But how much is that going to fuck them up? How much are those kids completely damaged? How much are they completely damaged? Uh-oh, I got a voicemail here. Let me see. Did he leave anything? Let me see here. Let me see. Hey, Braswell. If you guys still, I saw what it is. I tried to pick it up. Email me. What's your number? We'll watch the Gators game this weekend. So, if your number is still the same, still email me Tuttle, Tuddle at gmail.com, and I'll give you a call later. We'll make plans. All right. I need some support to watch the Tennessee Volunteers game this weekend. We'll see how it goes. But damn, I'm not trying to make light or anything about this, but I know a lot of Southern people, especially the dad, would be mad if somebody touched the thermostat. And I'm not saying that's what it is, but these two kids that survived, how messed up are they going to be the rest of their lives?
The house. News 6's Molly Reed joins us live from the Volusia County Sheriff's Office now. What's the latest, Molly?
Oh, what up, Molly?
Well, Bridget, this morning the Sheriff's Office says that the suspect, Michael Williams, was actually one who called them and told them that he shot two people and then remained on scene until deputies got there.
That was pretty courteous of him.
Body camera video from the deputy showing that scene last night on East Parkway in DeLand. Now, Division Chief Brian Henderson says Williams shot his ex-wife, Marsha Williams.
Got a phone call coming up. Pick this up. Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hello. Hello. Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hey, what's going on? Who's this?
This is me, Fish.
Hey, what up, Fish?
Yeah, dude, man, I gotta chime in with the whole thermostat thing, man. Do not. I take it seriously. Also, at my place, I let family know and friends know.
Do husbands and wife get in fights over the thermostat too? Like, I think they do, right?
Oh, I've seen with my friends. Yeah. With my friends, yeah, man. Dude, the thermostat thing is something serious. And you know, living in Florida, I have never, ever, well, I lived in Florida now going on 24 years, never, ever used the heater. I would never use the heater.
There's no good. You can just put blankets on in Florida. And then by the time the sun gets up about 9 or 10, you don't need it. You don't.
No. No, but I tell you what, when I was delivering propane, you won't believe how many people here in Florida use propane for heat.
No, they do.
That's like
it's better, Jay. It is, because you want to know why? Because we have a lot of central air and heat, so it's just coils heating it up. And you know what that does? It sucks all the humidity out of the house. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, like, as a Floridian all my life, I went out to Vegas for a week and my nose was bleeding every day because of the dry climate. When my parents had the trailer, they used propane, never, ever had that issue.
Oh, okay. I just still think it's still crazy too. Unless you're old, you know, you're really, really old.
Oh, my dad.
You get a little bit more, you know, you get a little more colder. I understand that.
My dad, like, you know, he was an iron worker, was outside all the time. The heat did not bother him and stuff. And I guess he was just, but man, during the wintertime, man, like, he just got cold all the time. And it just was like, and then during the summertime, we would try to turn on the air conditioner and he would be cold. It was weird.
You know, it's just the way how our bodies just change as we hit a certain age. You know, I find it's all funny. Here's another thing. People using the spas during the summer.
Oh, yeah. I could see that. What, like, hopping in, like, you know, like a sauna or something, or trying to get hot during the summertime. Dude, if you want to get that, just sit in your car for about 10, 15 minutes. You'll be sweating your ass off.
Yeah, trust me. Besides, you know, when I was delivering propane, I used to see the, you know, the hot milfs and the pools and everything, and the heating the pools. I never got, you know, the humidity at night. You know, the humidity at night could be still in the high 80s.
I think sometimes the humidity is worse at night or in the morning. It's just thick. Like, you can't. Hey, let me ask you. I've been seeing in the morning watching. Is the fog, does it seem like the fog is worse in Volusia County for some reason? Because, like, past week, I've seen everybody's got 10 miles of visibility, and then they'll get down to a quarter mile in Volusia County.
The minute you start to hit that St. John's River Bridge, it hits. As a matter of fact, the last few times, because, of course, you know Volusia County is my route, I have been smacking so many of those blind mosquitoes.
Yeah,
my whole truck is full of them. Also, the fog can get pretty deep right after you pass that last exit of 44.
Mm-hmm. Man,
you pass 44,
you know, there was like a whole thing there. You know that stretch from the St. John's River Bridge to that first exit when you get over in like DeBary Deltona area. You know that one right after the bridge. You know that they said that was an old Indian burial ground through that area, and that's why there's been so many deadly accidents through that stretch.
Dude, I have heard plenty of times that stretch right there from the bridge to the first exit, that's the Barry,
mm-hmm.
It's haunted. There are so many accidents that's happened between that stretch of road, so many motorcycle accidents, for some reason, people getting out of their cars for some reason and getting hit. There's something along that stretch. I don't know.
Well,
I don't
that
know
road, that
what,
road,
what it is.
That road is basically built over a swamp. It, it, I mean, yeah. It is. I mean, it's right on Lake Monroe, or it, No, it's not Monroe. That is what is the lake?
Yeah,
it's Lake Monroe. Yeah. So, like, I mean, it goes right through there, and then on the other side of that is Gemini Springs. So, like, it's water on both sides of that whole stretch.
Actually, if you go online, under the bridge, under the St. John's River Bridge, they're saying that they've been spotted, like, flashing lights and like, people walking around. It's kind of weird.
Yeah. All right, Jay. Hey, let's make some plans to go fishing soon, all right?
Yeah, I'm hoping for the weather to get a little bit more
cooler. I miss you at the Tom and Dan event.
I had family come in, and I was totally bummed out, but, you know, I didn't want to be that guy to dodge family.
It was a good
time.
To go
have fun.
It was a great event.
Oh, yeah. I saw the pictures on Instagram from you and Sam.
I saw Tiffany for the first time. Man, Tiffany, holy crap, man. I don't think she ever ages.
Really? Tiffany Martin?
Yeah, Tiffany was out at the event. Man, oh, yeah, she came up and talked to me, and it was cool to see, like, all of Tom's friends, Drunky the Bear from Miami. So it was good to go out and catch up with all of them.
Oh, so you saw Wizard and Turkey Leg?
Yep, and they all got kids.
Wow. Oh, man, I can't believe I missed that next year. Anyway, man, I'll let you get back to the show.
All right, man, Fish on Jay. Talk to you later. All right, so guy kills wife, I think stepson, over the electricity.
Her son, Robert Adams. Henderson says Michael Williams claimed it was in self-defense, saying that they attacked him first, but investigators couldn't find any signs of an attack.
I mean, he did stick around. I mean, you got to give him at least the benefit of the doubt that he stuck around, right? Come on. You know that's going to get brought up.
The scene or injuries on him backing up his claims. Now, Henderson also says Michael and Marcia got divorced in June, but Michael was still allowed to stay at the house.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry. You're kind of asking for it. I'm not saying that it was right that this guy killed these people and stuff, but you gotta make a clean cut. As soon as you get separated, you cannot have the dead weight still living at the house.
And they had been fighting recently about the electricity. This wasn't deputy's first time getting called to the house either this year.
They got divorced. It's not obviously going to work out. They're living in this house.
Wait a minute. So if it's going that bad and they've been called out 5 times, once again, not saying that it was right, but I think you guys know where I'm going.
Like I said, we've been out there 5 different times, and then, you know, he goes into this rage.
This guy's got a great barber. Look at how straight his beard is, how manicured it is. Damn good job.
I don't know any other word to describe it, and this is what we're left with. You got a 5 and a 6-year-old that likely witnessed their father being murdered.
Now, Henderson says those 2 children were Robert, the stepsons. He says they're working with DCF right now to try to interview them.
Guy's got a plumber crack. Well, they're about to put the cuffs on him. Seeing as dirt road, by the way, could not have been more apropos.
But they're likely the only witnesses to this case. Now, in the meantime,
like you said, those kids are fucked. I hope not.
Williams is facing 2 counts of first-degree premeditated murder. He's actually set to appear for his first appearance here in about an hour. In Daytona Beach,
police. Oh, wait. Did she burp? Did this a hot reporter burp there? What happened? Why did she just have that quick pop? What? Listen.
Appearance here in about an hour in Daytona Beach, police.
I think that or was a hiccup. She went in Daytona Beach. I think it was burp.
I'm Molly Reed getting results.
What up, Molly?
6.
All right. So, luckily, Post Malone can't sue himself. Maybe they can. Maybe they can sue, but I don't feel like this is the first time he has performed on this stage. Don't they travel with their own stages and stuff? But this is one of the worst designed stages that I've ever seen in my life. But Post Malone, he took a bump. And he didn't get back up, but it was pretty nasty. Let me see. You can't see it? No. guess not. All right, so I got a different view coming up here. I know this isn't great. Here, watch this, guys. Hold on. Let's get over here. He broke like 4 or 5 ribs, but here, watch this. So look at this, guys. You see where Post Malone is right now in the video? It's like a circle stage with like a little rectangular donut cut out of it. What is the purpose of that? And you could tell that he just didn't know it was there or forgot it was there because he does not even catch himself. Watch this. Watch, watch. Bam. Damn it. This was in St. Louis. And it was over with. Everybody thought it was like, ah, this is part of the show. No. Post got KO'd on this little hole, this pothole in the stage. He's you can tell he is in a lot of pain. And he's not a light guy, not a small guy at all. All that weight coming down on those ribs, holy crap. Stopped it. I think Henry Rollins almost knocked himself out during a show, and he kept on going, even though he probably had CTE at the time. And I got one last story, and I don't have any sympathy for the people that are suing the school or why this frat. I think it's a sorority. Yeah, it is a sorority. They got banned. They got to close up shop for a year because of hazing. The way that I look at it, because, you know, I worked at 2 radio shows, no, 3 radio shows that did a lot of stunts. Did I have to do embarrassing stuff? Did I have to do stuff that was not fun or was painful? Yes. Yes, I did. But guess what else? I was not forced to do it. And I hate how these people are using the word force. You were not forced. You weren't. You had a decision to do it or not do it. And you probably didn't get in. I'm not saying that frats or sororities are not just the worst of the worst type of people. I don't know why anybody would want to ever be in a sorority or a frat house. They're the worst people. They are. They really, let's be honest. If you were in a frat or a sorority, you were a douche. You were a douche or a bitch. But the people that are pledging to these groups, you're not being for. You decided you're pledging, and you are deciding to go through it, and you probably did not get into it, and it sucks that you had to go through all that stuff. But guess what? Nobody actually forced you. I think that this is just ridiculous.
Developing tonight, a Sewanee sorority has been suspended for at least a year over accusations of
Theta Kappa Phi
hazing and humiliating treatment of new members. The university says Theta Kappa Phi is suspended for forcing new members to chug alcohol.
Oh, man, don't make me drink all this delicious alcohol. I'm in my early 20s. Oh, please don't. It's like Briar Rabbit being thrown into the Briar Patch. Don't throw me in the Briar Patch, please. Don't. Don't make me drink all this beer. They didn't force you to.
Alcohol while wearing baby bibs and sing.
Unless you've ever been sodomized on camera and Howard Stern's radio network, I wasn't forced to do it. Was I desperate? Yeah, I was. I was desperate. I was trying to make some money. So what? I put an inflatable butt plug in certain areas to try to win a lot of money that could have helped me out and helped me save my marriage and stuff. Well, I mean, I had a choice. I wasn't forced to do it. I signed a piece of paper, and I did it. So that was all on me. But, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, little baby. You had to wear baby clothes. You had to wear baby clothes and drink alcohol. Man, sign me up all day back when I was drinking.
Singing degrading songs on the day that we're accepted to the...
Do you realize when I was on Real Radio, Jeff Howe wrote a song... No, Daniel Blackbean wrote a song called Mr. Ugly Face. I had plenty of songs written about me that they even made me sing back in the day. I did it. Get the fuck out of here with this.
Sorority. They say incidents like this have been happening for years, forcing them to issue a suspension. Now we're hearing from a former student who was found past...
Okay, now if they're doing a bunch of racist bullshit, maybe, yeah, get rid of it there. These kids, they were not forced to do this.
...out by paramedics and hospitalized in 2019 after being forced to binge drink at one of their parties.
Pussies.
You were kind of ushered through the... rooms and just handed drinks by the...
Is this, never mind, shutting up.
I trusted these older girls and, like, I...
Yeah, dude, I'm just... I didn't call this person a dude. I'm just saying.
I wanted to be liked by them, and I was really excited.
When did people start getting the middle of their upper lip pierced? Plus the bull ring. Plus you got the bridge of your nose. And look, I have no problem with it, but man, just pick one. Holy moly. Man. I got to be careful. I got to be careful.
That they invited me.
Wait, Fish on Jay, you got the... I'll have to check that out next time.
Into, like, you know, their event.
Theta Kappa Phi, Sewanee's oldest sorority, can apply for reinstatement this time next year.
Cancel culture. And I don't want to sound like a staunch conservative, because I'm not. I hate both liberals and conservatives. We're doomed. And I don't want to sound like that, oh, you got all these piercings and all that. No. I've had stuff pierced before on me. I have. It's just not for me. It's not. I just cannot pull it off. People are like, oh, no, I can't pull tattoos off either. I can't. I literally would not feel comfortable in my own skin. Just being up front with you. Some people can pull it off. I don't have a problem with tattoos. I have a problem with piercings and stuff. Been with a lot of those scene girls, goth girls that have had the tattoos, the piercings, you name it. I've seen it and done it. All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. I want to thank everybody that checked out tonight's show. If you're listening to the audio podcast and you want to catch the live stream, you can do it. Just go to my website, Tuttle.net. You'll be able to find all the links. That's every weeknight at 7 p.m. And if you're watching the live stream on a regular basis and don't catch out the audio podcast, today, by the way, I'm glad I just remembered that. Today is show number 700. I know that I could be higher right now, but, you know what I mean. I could be higher up, but as of lately with the new job and stuff, I haven't been doing a show every single night, Monday through Friday. But tonight's show was Tuttle Daily Podcast, September 19, 2022, show number 700. But that means if you're just new to the show and the live stream, you can catch out every single show that I've done since the beginning of 2020. Just search the Tuttle Daily Podcast, available on Spotify, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. Gonna get out of here, guys. Hopefully you guys enjoyed tonight's show. Hopefully you guys stay safe, and I will talk to you tomorrow.